For most of Simon Estes's distinguished career over the past 40 years, he has lived in New York or Europe. But 8 years ago, he moved back to Iowa to take a job teaching vocal students at Iowa State University and Wartburg College. Estes says a college education is important, and he wants to give high school students in every county an opportunity to attend college by awarding scholarships through his performance tour, Roots and Wings.
My roots are in Iowa. I was born in Iowa. And the students here in Iowa, most of them, I'm assuming, were born in Iowa. Wings means that they're going to fly, they're going to get an education, we're going to help them financially. And so then we meet the students, and they get a chance to take it and fly and get a great education.
Estes's first stop on this tour took place last weekend in Hampton, the county seat of Franklin County. This stop was supported by sponsors like Russell Gibson, owner of Hampton's Christensen Jewelry. Gibson says he became a sponsor because he wants to make sure students in his rural town are given opportunities to succeed through efforts like the Estes Scholarship Program.
If it can affect one kid in Franklin County, and it can make them exceed and excel and really do something special with their life, it's worth every penny and every ounce of effort that any of us put into it.
Scholarship recipients will be chosen by Estes's Foundation with input from high school teachers like Hampton Music Director Bonnie Stewart. Stewart says as she approaches retirement age, watching Simon Estes work with her students makes her optimistic that some may choose a career in education.
I'm hoping that this will in some part inspire these students to go on and teach. There is nothing that is greater than to share your life with students and to teach.
You hope they stay in Iowa?
Oh, you bet I do. I couldn't think of anything more wonderful than for future generations to have some of these students now as teachers.
Last June, Leon Keener retired as Hampton's band director after 34 years. A few months ago, community organizers approached Keener to make the Estes concert the first event for Franklin County's Arts Council, which had been dormant for years.
Jim Davies, who's also on the committee, had talked to me and said, "Would you be interested in having the Arts Council get resurrected? And would you be interested in having the Windsor Theater become the permanent home of the Arts Council, plus Simon Estes coming to town? Let's connect those three things together." For the arts to work, that's how it has to function, is collaboration and cooperation.
In the old Hampton Middle School, every one of the 970 seats are filled with community members watching Simon Estes perform spirituals, patriotic, and early American classic songs with students from the high school and Franklin Chorale. Estes says when his voice as a singer no longer allows him to perform, he'll continue to teach and raise funds for students to attend college.
What I'm really, really enjoying is sharing what I've learned with having worked with over 60 conductors around the world and sung in every major opera house. I want to share this with this knowledge that I've received with the young people here in the state of Iowa, those who are interested in classical music, whether it's singing or playing an instrument, piano, violin, it's music. I want to share with them what I've learned.
The next stop for Estes's Roots and Wings tour is Friday night in West Des Moines at the Lutheran Church of Hope. He expects it will take 3 years to complete his 99-county tour. In Hampton, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.